在家里不住的教训人传耶稣是基督。
Then at time, even though many people come to believe in Jesus Christ,
虽然有许多人来信耶稣。
But nevertheless, they did not stop preaching, but rather continued to preach to win more souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
他们并没有停止，反而继续的在得引人归主。
So during that time, you can see that they were zealous to serve God.
他们侍奉的心是非常的火热。
And then we start continue to study chapter 6 in the book of Acts.
我们再继续看第六章。
You know, during this time, the 7 were chosen to serve the table.
这时候教会选出七个人来办理供给的事。
Here we read chapter 6 verse 3.
我们去看，我们请看第三节。
Acts chapter 6 verse 3.
这第二章第三节。
Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
So we know that during this time, that some disciples were complaining. Actually, the Hellenists complaining against the Jews, which they say the widows would be neglected after daily serving.
当时说希律文化的一些犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，说在天天供给的事上忽略了他们的寡妇。
And then the time the 12 apostles summoned the multitude and tell them to choose 7 men among them so they can serve the table.
十二个使徒就叫众门徒来，要他们选出七个人来管理这个事情。
So we know that during this time, even though the disciples pray, even though they go out and preach the gospel.But nevertheless, they will have trouble inside the church.
虽然使徒很热心的在传扬福音，可是，在教会里却发生了问题。
Because the reason God gave them this trial and difficulty, because God wanted them to increase their faith and always rely on Him.
神用这样的困难来考验他们，要他们随时依赖神。
Actually, you can see that from chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3, always when they do something good, and some difficulty will arise in the midst of it.
在使徒行传的前几章，我们可以看到，只要他们照神的旨意去做，总是会遇到一些困难。
But the most important thing that we can learn from this is that every time they encounter difficulties, they always pray to God and seek God for wisdom.
可是我们可以学习的就是，虽然他们每次遇到困难，但是每次都懂得依靠神来克服。
So during this time, it seems like the time is not a big deal. Just like, you know, people are not getting maybe their food, right? During the time when they're serving the food.
在表面上看起来，这好像不是什么大问题，只是有些人好像没有得到他们该得的供给。
But nevertheless, the apostles will realize if this is a problem, then it will cause the division between brother and sister during that time.
但是使徒知道，如果这个问题不解决的话，在弟兄姐妹当中就会有纷争的事。
But maybe the same time, why didn't you say, okay, choose 7 people, right? Whoever you want to choose, and then just let them serve the table. But the apostles say, no, you have to go out there and choose 7 people with good reputation, full of Holy Spirit and wisdom.
使徒没有说你们随便找七个人来处理这个事，他说你们要选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
Actually, this verse is really amuses me.
这个经节让小弟觉得非常的奇妙。
Even to serve the table, the requirement is really high.
连管饭食的条件都这么的高。
So we can think why the apostle want this kind of requirement.
为什么使徒要定下这些条件呢？
For example, good reputation.
譬如说好名声。
Actually, if a person do not have good reputation, how can they do anything to serve God?
如果一个人的名声不好，他怎么在教会侍奉神呢？
But nowadays for us, when we serve God, we do not take it too seriously.
可是今天有时候在教会，我们没有很注重这个条件。
Maybe one of the reasons we do not take it seriously because sometimes we lack of people to serve God.
有时候我们没有注重的条件，或许是因为我们很缺乏工人。
So this means when we choose a person, doesn't matter if they have good reputation, fill Holy Spirit, fill with wisdom or not. As long as we have some of this to fill in that decision, then we feel that it's good enough.
So 有时候我们就不能要求一个人是被圣灵充满，有好名声、智慧充足，只要有人愿意做，我们就让他做。
But actually, we know this is not the will of God.
可是这不是神的意思。
Every one of us who come to serve God, we must have good reputation and full the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom.
每一个侍奉神的人必须要有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
So do not feel like sometimes as long as we have someone to fill a position, that is okay.
所以不。教会的工作不是只要有人愿意就可以。
Just imagine being a camp, just to serve food for the people. They need to have all these three qualifications.
虽然使徒教会要选管饭食的事，的人都需要有这些属灵的条件。
Not just think nowadays in our church.
我们想想现今的教会。
For example, council members.
譬如说选负责人。
Council members are the body that's leading the church.
负责人是带领教会的团体。
How much more we need to have these three qualifications?
我们岂不更应当有具备有这样的条件？
That's why when we are like called council member, we really need to pray to God to really seek His wisdom.
所以如果当我们选负责人的时候，真的要好好的祷告，祈求神让我们给我们智慧。
Because if the council member do not have these three qualifications, it's very difficult for us to lead the church.
如果负责人没有具备这样的条件，很难带领教会。
And also, for example, RE teachers.
或者是这个宗教教员。
RE teachers are the one that teaching the word of God to the next generation.
我们的教员是把神的话传达给下一代。
And this task is very important.
这是非常重要的工作。
But what happens is the IE teachers themselves they do not know the word of God.
可是如果连教员都不了解神的话，
they do not good have good reputation.
他们没有好名声。
They do not filled with the Holy Spirit.
没有被圣灵充满。
How can they pass the word of God on to the next generation?
他们怎么把神的话传给下一代呢？
Actually, sometimes we feel that our hands are tied because we have no IE teachers, so we just pick anyone that we feel that is, you know, we feel is okay.
有时候我们觉得真的没有办法，因为人太少了，所以只好选没有具备条件的人。
I know some of the churches they chosen the IE teachers.
在有些教会他们选这个教员的时候。
And the IE teacher only come to church when they have to teach.
他们甚至有些教员是被排到教课了才来教会聚会。
So sometimes they don't come in the morning service, like they just come in afternoon to teach and then they will leave.
甚至早上的聚会都不来，下午来或者是教课，教完了就回家了。
And when it's the weekday, they don't need to teach, they don't come to Sabbath at all. They don't come to Sabbath on the day that they come, they don't need to teach.
如果没有被排到，连聚会都不来聚会。
Think about how can you choose?This kind of members to teach our children.
这样的教员怎么能够教导我们的小孩呢？
So that's why we really need to think about this.
所以我们应该正思考这个条件。
Why? Because if we chose someone who do not qualify for this pre-qualification, then really we put them in danger.
如果我们没有注重这些属灵的条件，我们真的是让小孩在灵性上亏损。
Because whoever come to serve God, they need to be close to God.
每一个要侍奉神的工人必须要与神亲近。
If they're not close to God, then something happens to them, the faith will drop immediately.
如果他们离神很远的话，一遇到困难，信心就会被打。
I remember when we first came to Christ.
小弟刚来信主的时候。
And I remember that time the minor position was open, for the minor editor.
那时候，玛娜杂志正在找编辑。
And then time high, she was considering, you know, actually she wanted this position.
我的太太想申请这个工作。
And a lot of some members tell us maybe we shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't apply for this position because you guys just came to Christ.
有些信徒想说跟我们讲说，或许你不应该申请这个工作，因为你刚信。
But of course, at that time, my wife has the heart that she wants to serve.
我的那时候我太太很有心想要服侍神。
But thank God, at that time, God knew that she was not ready.
但是感谢神，神知道她并不适合。
So at that time, they did not, you know, choose her to do the minor editing.
所以后来，他没有被选上做这个工作。
Actually, when I look back at this incident, I really I praise and thank God.
当我回想这件事情，我真的是感谢神。
Because at that time, both her and I were not spiritually, ready.
因为那时候，我太太跟我，在灵性上都还没有准备好。
And we know serving God is always come with difficulties.
在服侍神的过程上，一定会遇到困难。
So and we feel true that it's God's will for her not to get this position during that time.
我们后来就很了解说，他没有被接受做这个工作是神的旨意。
Actually, the IE teacher, if they're not, qualified for this pre-qualification, how can they continue to teach their children the word of God?
如果我们的教员没有具备这三种条件，怎么能够来传达神的话呢？
So that's why everything we do in church, we will need to think and reflect on what is God's will for us.
所以在教会每一件事工都应该好好的思考神的旨意是什么。
That's why we need to pray a lot.
所以我们必须要常常祷告。
To pray to choose the right people that are called to God's will.
要借着祷告选出神合乎神旨意的人。
But I also remember one time that one of the council members was chosen, and this council member, she was really weak in faith.
也记得有一次有一个负责人他被选上，可是他的信心很软弱。
And many people complain against, against one another. Say, how can you choose this person to be a council member?
那教会就有些信徒说，怎么会选出这样的负责人呢？
But also during that time, we do not know that she, you know, during that time, she tried very hard, right, to cultivate herself, to uplift her spirit once again.
可是很多人不知道，她其实常常努力的想要复兴自己的信心。
But we ourselves do not know.
其他的人不知道。
But because through the movement of the Holy Spirit, people chose to be the council member.
但是却是因为借着圣灵的带领，这个姐妹被选上。
So praise thank God, this sister did such a wonderful job as a council member.
所以感谢神，最后这个姐妹在工作上做得非常的好。
And with her help, really the church can become a unity and be able to flourish in Christ.
也是借着这个负责人，让教会比充满了和谐。
So for us, we need to pray to choose the same people to do holy work for God.
所以当我们选人来做神的工作，必须要多多的祷告。
And any kind of position in church, we should not take it lightly.
教会任何一样的工作都不可以随意去选人。
Just like the apostle during that time, even though they have to choose people to serve the table, but they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and also have good reputation.
就好像使徒教会，他们连选管饭食的人都必须要有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And let's think about why good reputation is such an important matter.
我们来想一想，为什么好名声这么重要
？Just remember all the president, right? All the president in the United States, actually, before they become president, since they were young, right? They were trained, right, to become the president in the United States.
我们看看美国的总统，他们其实从小时候就已经预备要做总统。
So this means from even kindergarten, they will go to the best school.
所以从这个幼稚园开始，他们就去
最好的 best high school，
去最好的高中
，they will go to the best college，
最好的大学。
And all this time, their reputation must be flawless。
在这个过程当中呢，他们的名声一定不能有亏损。
Even they make a little mistake, they can then jeopardize their, you know, their presidency。
小小的一点错误都可能让他们不能被当选。
Right, because anyone who want to run for president, you can see that many people do research on their background, right? What they have done, and what do they do bad, or what they do wrong?
因为当竞选的时候，对方一定会想办法找出这个竞选的人的缺陷。
I remember one time, Clinton, they found out that in college he smoked marijuana.
在这个克林顿在竞选的时候被发现他在大学的时候吸毒。
So because of this, Clinton has very great difficulty.
所以因为这件事情给他带来很大的麻烦。
But of course, in that time, you see, even though he smoked marijuana, but he did not inhale it, right? So that means he really didn't smoke it.
但是他的回答是说，他只是在口里试一试，却没有吸进去。
But actually, no later on, Clinton has more problem than just smoking marijuana.
可是他做总统之后，我们都知道他的问题比吸毒还更。
And also, President Bush, you can see they find many things concerning him that they feel is not right.
我们的布希总统也是被人家发现一些行为上的不完全。
So why do the people so picky about the president, the reputation?
为什么人都找就是设法找出这些总统的缺失呢？
Because if people have bad reputation, and then the character, right, also will be bad, and they cannot lead the people.
因为一旦他们的名声有亏损，人就不会信任他们。
That's why for us is the same thing. When we serve God,
我们在服侍神也是一样。
We need to have good reputation.
我们有好名声是很重要的。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
我们请看《使徒行传》16章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传16章。
16 verse 1 Then he came to Derbe and Lystras, and behold, the same disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of the same Jewish woman who believed that his father was Greek. Verse 2.
第二节.
He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystras and Iconium. You can see this time we talk about Timothy.
这里讲到提摩太.
And you can see in verse 2, it says, Timothy, he was well spoken of by all the brethren who were in those two cities.
第二节讲到说他 都受这个两个城市的弟兄的称赞.
So that's why at that time Paul wanted to take him and train him to be his successor.
因为他有好名声, 所以保罗决定要,
and you know that Timothy, he did a wonderful job. We read those Timothy, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy.
如果我们读提摩太前后书就知道提摩太后来的确做了很好的工作。
But before Paul chose him, you need to have good reputation. People need to speak well of him.
但是在他还没有被选出来做这工作的时候必须就要有好名声。
So for us, it's no different at all.
我们教会的也是一样。
Just imagine we chose someone to be a council member.
如果我们选负责人,
and this person always, you know, had, brother and sister always complain and talk about this person.
那如果有一个信徒, 别人常常讲他这里不好,
so this means the members have no respect for this individual at all.
大家都对这个人, 对这个信徒没有什么好的, 好的印象。
When we ask this person to lead the church, how can he or she do it?
如果这个信徒被选做负责人, 他怎么带领教?
Because no one has respect for them.
因为大家都不尊敬这个人。
So that's why have good reputation is very important.
所以有好名声是多么的重要。
If you do not have good reputation, it's very difficult for us to lead people in serving Christ or be an example for them in Christ.
没有好名声就很难用我们的榜样来带领人。
Just imagine every single one of us sitting here tonight.
我们想想看我们今晚, 在座的弟兄姐妹,
and then you know that for me, like, I have bad reputation among all of you.
如果你们都认为我的名声很不好,
for example, I always talk bad about members.
譬如说我常常在背后说坏话。I always
go, you know, go late to services in different places.
每次聚会都迟到。
Then when I come up here to share the word of God with you, how can you listen to me?
这样我站在这里讲道, 你们会听吗?
Actually, you wouldn't be able to listen to me. Because why? Because all these bad things in your head, every time you look at me, you will think all these bad things in your head.
当你们一看到我站在这里就想起我做的一些很不好的事情, 你们就不会再想听下去。
That's why to have good reputation is really important.
所以有好名声是很重要的。
Not only among brothers and sisters, also with outsiders also.
这好名声不只是在教会里, 在教会外也是很重要。
Because our life should not be in church one way and outside is another way.
我们的生活不应该是在教会一样, 在外面又是一种人。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what called the Italian regiment. Verse 2.
第二节。
A devoted man, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. You can see, even though Cornelius was a Gentile, his reputation is quite wonderful.
哥尼流虽然是一个外邦人，但是他的名声非常的好。
During that time, people know that he was a devoted man.
大家都知道他是虔诚的。
And people know that he was one who feared God and all his household.
大家都知道他和全家都敬畏神。
And people also know that he's the one that gives alms generously to the people.
他们也知道他多多周济百姓。
And people know that he also prayed God, right? Prayed to God always.
也知道常常祷告。
So even as a Gentile, sometimes they act better than we do as the chosen people of God.
有时候未信主的人甚至表现比我们信主的人还好。
So that's why for us, we need to think. Not only inside we pretend to be good or we try to be good, but also outside the world, same thing.
所以在教会里连在社会上我们的名声也要好。
That's why this year when my wife started working with the company.
我带了金融开始在一个新的公司上班。
Because her goal, she wanted to start a Bible study in the company. So, and we talked, if you want to start a Bible study company, make sure you yourself, have good reputation among all your workers.
她心里定下一个目标，就是希望在公司能够开始一个查经班。她那我们就讲，讲说，如果要这样做的话，必须要先在公司有好名声。
And her goal also to bring some of her coworkers to church also.
她也定下一个目标，要带一些同事来。
So that's why the last 8 months, 9 months, she tried very hard, right, to be a very good Christian.
所以最近的八九个月，她非常的努力，要做在上班的地方做一个好的基督徒。
Of course, it's not an easy thing.
当然，这不是非常容易的事。
But if you really have a sincere heart, you want to be good, to glorify God's name, when we pray, then God will help us.
可是如果我们祷告，求神帮助我们，让我们能够荣耀神，神会帮助我们。
Because with her, right, she's not really a social kind of person, right? She doesn't talk too much. She's not so friendly sometimes.
我太太不是，她的个性不是很会交际的。
Because in her background, she grew up in a city, right, neighborhood. So she always looked very tough. But in this way, then you know, people may think she's a mean person, right? Sometimes.
因为她小时候长大的环境，让她总是看起来非常就是很独立。所以别人看起来都觉得他好像很难亲近。
Because her last job, when her boss evaluated her, said, you know, maybe people feel like they are intimidated by you, right? Because she's not so friendly.
在他以前上班的公司，他的老板给他的评估是说，你看起来好像不是很友善。
But this year, this when she moved here, she wanted to make a bit different.
所以他到这个新的公司，他立志要做一个改变。
So thank God, this year, everybody seemed to like her, right?
感谢主，到现在他的同事都很喜欢他。
And now next Monday they're going to start their first Bible study at work.
所以从下个月开始，他们公司就开始有一个查经班。
And she also, you know, and she also had brought some people who work to church already at San Jose.
她也在San Jose教会带了一些同事。
And she died because she had a determination, right? If she could not have good reputation outside, then it's very difficult for us to preach the gospel to them.
所以她首先必须要先有好名声，要不然就根本不用台上传福音。
So that's why she's not trying to change herself.
因为这样她就立志要改变自己。
So she can glorify the name of God.
或者是要使神的名得荣耀。
So good reputation inside and outside is very important.
所以在教会里跟教会外的有好名声是很重要的。
Because if you build have good reputation within the brother and sister, then you'll be able to encourage and help one another.
在弟兄姐妹当中有好名声，就能够勉励其他的弟兄姐妹。
If you build have good reputation outside the church, then you'll be able to bring more people into our church.
在教外有好名声，就能够借此传福音，引人归主。
Listen to Acts, I'm in Matthew chapter 5.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
第五章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15.
十五节。
Nor do you light a lamp and put under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16.
十六节。
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So we know that there is time at which Jesus Christ told his disciples that you are the light of the world.
这里主耶稣告诉门徒要成为世上的光。
And a city that sits on a hill cannot be hidden.
主耶稣说，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
And a city is light, it must be not high underneath a basket, but rather put on a lampstand.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上。
And it gives light to all who are in the house.
就照亮一家的人。
So for us, if we have good reputation within the members.
如果我们在信徒当中有好名声
，We can shine the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ to one another。
我们就可以把主耶稣的好品性照在信徒当中。
We can shine the love of Christ to one another。
把主耶稣的爱带给众人。
Then verse 16 also says, "Let your light so shine before men."
十六节说，你们的光也当这样照在人前。
For our light not only limited inside the church, but also outside of the church.
这里就是不只是指着教会内，也是指着教外。
And the reason for this is for us to glorify our Father in heaven.
目的就是要将荣耀归给在天上的父。
Because when people see that our Lord Jesus Christ inside of us,
当别人看到我们心里有主耶稣基督
，then they but they can't help but to say that Jesus is inside of us.
他们就不得不承认说有主耶稣在住在我们里面。
And this the way that we can be able to glorify our Heavenly Father.
借此我们就可以使天父得到荣耀。
Because for us, He already chosen us to be His people.
天父已经拣选我们做他的百姓。
And every one of us are His children.
我们都是他的儿女。
So everything we do will reflect on Heavenly Father.
我们做的每一件事情都反映着天父。
So if we don't have good reputation inside or outside, then we cannot glorify the name of our Father.
如果我们在教外、在教内没有、教会内没有好名声，就没有办法使天父得到荣耀。
So that's why it's so important for every single one of us to have good reputation.
所以我们每一位信徒都应当具有好名声。
Especially those of us in leadership role,
尤其是带领教会的弟兄姐妹。
Because if people can see the light inside of us, and then they can see Christ inside of us.
如果别人会看到我们的光，就可以看到基督。
Listen back to Book of Acts chapter 6.
我们再回到《使徒行传》第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
So why did the apostle during that time give this qualification for those who serving God?
为什么使徒要定下这些的条件呢？
Because they truly understand without this qualification, then the people serving God cannot do their job correctly.
使徒很清楚的知道，如果没有这些条件，就没有办法把工作做好。
Because all this qualification is very basic, actually.
其实这些条件是非常基本的。
To have a good reputation, every single one of us as a Christian should have good reputation.
要有好名声，这不是每一个信徒都应当具备的吗
？And for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, all of us should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们不是每一位信徒都应当被圣灵充满吗
？And then if you read the Bible, we know that we're full of God's wisdom. Every single one of us should be full of wisdom.
如果我们常常吸取神的话，我们也是常常。都会有智慧的。
So next time we're going to study, be filled with the Holy Spirit, also full of wisdom.
我们下一次会继续查考被圣灵充满和智慧充足的条件。
So now we're going to come up to pray together.
我们来，要一起到前面来祷告。
If we really want to have good reputation, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果要有好名声，必须要被圣灵充满。
Because without being filled with the Holy Spirit, we cannot have good deeds inside of us.
如果不是被圣灵充满的话，我们就没有办法有好行为。
So we ask for every one of us to pray.
所以我们彼此代祷。
And also pray for Sister Linda. She had a car accident on Monday.
也为Linda 姐妹祷告，因为她在星期一出了车祸。
Now she's at the hospital. And she says she has some kind of whiplash, and also her body was aching.
她现在住院。她说她身体折的受伤。而且疼痛。
So we pray that God's mercy be upon her.
求神怜悯他。
And also, please put an extra prayer for her mother Joyce.
也请特别为 Linda 的妈妈 Joyce 祷告。
I myself and also the council members in Sacramento, we tried to contact her many times to visit her, but she still continued to refuse for visitation.
小弟和Sacramento 教会的负责人有试着跟她联络。要访问他，但是他都拒绝。
We know that she is also a member in Christ.
我们要记得他也是受洗是灵性。
So please pray for her.
所以请为他代祷。
And also pray for the Sacramento Church and the purchasing of the chapel.
请为Sacramento 教会还有他们在买会堂的事祷告。
So please come up and pray together.
我们一起到前面祷告。